Pickaxe.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
You're listening to two guys you don't know. Yeah, you download this like a bitch to our show, and you email us creepy things that sound gay. You should know we love you anyway. Cause we're yog and we're pod, we suck and we blow. We're bigger than God, it's time for the show. Hoots know first this song, I sing like a monk. We fight about games, our glasses have frames. Yog, Lewis does all of the work. Ugh, pod, Simon just acts like a book. Ugh, we're yog and we're pod, we suck and we blow. We're bigger than God, it's time for the show. We used to be in a guild run by goons. We made videos about fights no one knows. Used to raid with puppies, now we play Left 4 Dead. You should know how to shoot zombies in the head. Cause we're yog and we're pod, we suck and we blow. We're bigger than God, it's time for the show. Oops, no, first this song, I sing like a monk. We fight about games, our glasses have frames. Yog, Lewis does all of the work. Pod, Simon just acts like a book. We yawk and we pod, we suck and we blow. We're bigger than God, it's time for the show. Someone wrote these lyrics and they barely scan over the song. Oh God, is this matter? I can't make up my mind. I'm just singing the theme song to the show. Cause we're yog and we're pod, we suck and we blow. We're bigger than God, it's time for the show. Oops, no, first this song, I sing like a monk. We fight about games, our glasses have frames. Yog, Lewis does all of the work. Pod, Simon just acts like a book. Cause we yog and we pod, we suck and we blow. We're bigger than God, it's time for the show.
That was Mulchy with Yog and Pod, a cover of the Katy Perry song Hot and Cold, especially and exclusively for the Yog Pod. If any of our other listeners out there would like to cover a popular song, especially for the Yog Pod, adding their own special lyrics about the special Yog Pod, special, 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 special then please send your MP3s to yogscast@gmail.com.
Thank you. Yes.
Special.
That's a good idea.
I don't know what happened there. I went a little bit
spazzed
mad.
Spazzed out. Yeah, you did.
Special!
What kind of things do you want them to cover? Classical stuff, or like classic rock, classic pop, metal? What styles do you want?
Maybe something by Queen. Something, you know, something slightly camp, I think, works in your favour.
Everyone knows someone who's in a band. So if you've got like a local band, you know, and you play like cover, you must play covers of some popular songs. So you know how to play them.
Green Day.
Right? Anything, just if you play an instrument, if you play the recorder, do a little recorder tune, and then like sing some Yogpod related lyrics. It doesn't have to be long. Anything is good, right? It can be about the Queen, it can be about Jaffa Cakes, it can be anything even barely related. We want to hear it and we want to play it, okay? So send it in.
Let me tell you a little story about something that happened today.
Alright, yes, what is it?
Let me.
Okay.
This is so fake.
All right. Go on, then. Oh, you tell your story.
Go on, then. I'm just setting it up.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then let me begin. So I've been up the street, and I'm walking home. I've got a little bag of shopping that contains a load of cigarettes and a sandwich from the baker's. The cigarettes aren't from the baker's, the sandwich is. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just to clarify that. So I'm walking down the street, and I notice that there's a little bit of something that I like to term continental drift, or subcontinental drift, rather.
Okay.
Something below the equator has moved. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And before I know it, my boxer shorts have completely slipped down my body, right? My jeans are still on, but somehow my boxers just slipped off. And I'm like walking down the street with this amazing feeling of freedom. As my I have to put this subtly, my sausage roll and
oh, no, oranges.
My sausage roll.
Your banana and, a couple of nuts that I bought. Two oranges in a bag. Was that right? The one which you were using?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit more complimentary. So my banana and my two oranges have completely... They've freed themselves from the confines of my boxer shorts. My jeans are still in place, perfectly normally. I don't even know how this happened. How can this happen?
I think it was God.
Something magical. Something magical occurred, Lewis. As I was walking. I don't know what... It was just so weird. You know, I'm walking and I think, what's going on? Oh. It was so odd. It was so odd.
This is a mysterious story of mystery and intrigue. But have you been, like... doing your boxer shorts on like a hot wash and like the elastic's just gone a bit, like, and it, you know, it doesn't elastify.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility.
Well. Or have you lost weight?
I don't think that I'd have lost weight.
So possibly your boxer shorts are a bit loose on you and they just sort of slipped down, but I mean, they didn't like come off completely, did they? And like come out the end of your trouser leg.
That, I don't even know how that's possible. How would that happen? Because you got both your legs through it. You can't. There's no way. There's no possible way that could happen. It was so weird, though. I felt like I was naked. I felt like I was nude.
But well, that's an amazing story. If any Yognauts have a story as exhilarating as that, yogscast@gmail.com.
Please keep it to yourself. Please keep it to yourself.
Or I mean, if I you have an explanation for what might have happened...
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Did someone cast a spell on me or something? What was going on? What was that all about? I mean, I'm glad it wasn't the other way round. My trousers just... Whoop! Like a slide whistle went off. Oh, God. It was so weird, though. Have you never had that happen to you?
No, I've never had anything even close to that.
I can't imagine it's something that happens... No, it was so weird. So weird.
It's the kind of thing that might happen in, like, Eureka or something, you know? Or in Stargate Atlantis.
In Fringe. Walter's Fringe. Examining his underpants.
I need to take these underpants back to my lab.
Is that your Walter impression?
Yeah, that's my Walter impression.
It's really good. It's really good. I was impressed.
Hello, and welcome to TTT.
Hannah, have you done your cooking
Hello.
Segment? Is it ready to go?
It is. I've got to find it in my book.
Okay.
But yes,
it is
ready
time
to
for
go.
Hannah's cooking segment. It is time for Hannah's cooking segment. Hannah's cooking segment. Hannah's cooking segment. It is time for Hannah's cooking segment.
That's the best jingle I think I've ever heard.
Wow. This is high praise.
Oh. We have high hopes for this segment, Hannah.
God. I don't know now.
Better not disappoint us. Try and make it funny as well.
You can't make it funny. What do I look like?
I know, I was reaching a bit there.
Oh, man. Oh.
Do it in a funny voice.
No.
Do a Welsh accent.
I can't do a Welsh accent. We've tried this.
Yes, you can. You're really good.
I can only do it when
it.
I'm trying to do, like, a Russian accent, or...
We'll try and do a Russian accent.
Hello? It's Hannah's cooking Russian. Segment.
Oh, no, it's Terry Wogan.
Oh,
always happens. Always happens.
Firstly, you're going to need a pen and paper.
Okay.
So, go and get one.
So, pause... The Yog Pod now.
And never play it again. Just leave it like that. Quit washing your hair.
Okay, you're back.
God. Right, okay, so you've got your pen and paper. Firstly, you're going to need baking parchment.
What?
And string.
What the fuck is
what
that?
What is that?
What is baking parchment? I've never heard of that in my life.
Fine, okay. Greaseproof paper. Do you know the way, you know in the supermarkets you've got where the tin foil and the cling film shit is? There's something that looks like paper in a roll that's usually called greaseproof paper, baking paper, or
yes,
like
greaseproof paper.
Something
okay.
else.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. As
need that and you need some string.
Some string.
But don't have string with anything on it.
What kind of string?
This is complicated. You need paper and string.
Paper.
To cook.
No,
yes.
hang on.
Fuck?
Could you use?
It's ridiculous.
Can you use the baking parchment as the paper that you're making notes on?
No. Well, you could, but it might get shit on it. By shit, I mean Thai sauce.
It'd be useful though if you served it in a restaurant and people are like, "Oh, this is really nice. Can I have the recipe for this?" And then you just smile wryly and you point at
also,
baking paper.
The paper, like, sometimes will crackle and, like, just break at the top, so you wouldn't be able to do that.
It'd be like an old treasure map.
So we've got some string. I mean, what kind of string? Is this the sort of string your dad always has a roll of? It's, like, white, it's
no.
in the drawer. He
no.
brings it out and ties, like, doors open with it and stuff.
I'm sorry.
You don't want anything.
Wait,
don't...
what?
My house is pretty much held together by string.
He ties doors open with string. Oh, God.
Yes,
what's wrong with the doorstop?
Everything's tied together with string.
You can't use DIY string. If you know, like, the blue covered string and shit like that, don't use that because it will come off, go in the sauce, and you will probably die. Just get
it's baking
yeah, yeah,
string.
It's going
baking string. Baking string, is that in the cooking section as well, along with the cling film and the baking parchment? Buy some baking parchment and some baking yarn.
Okay,
just plain string
Hannah.
Will do. Just don't get covered shit, varnish shit, whatever it's called. You will also need some red Thai curry paste, some root ginger, which is usually in all supermarkets now, but if not, get dried stuff. Works just as well.
Are we talking about root ginger as in the really knobbly vegetables
yes.
you can actually yeah. buy in the vegetable section?
And it freezes
but
quite
you...
well.
Okay, so we've bought a knob of ginger.
God.
I believe that is the correct term.
Yeah.
A knob.
You can just break a bit
stick
off.
Stick a knob of ginger up your ass. That's the recipe. tie it with some string so that if it gets lost, you can just tug it and it comes back out.
Carry on, Adam. So we'll cut this. We'll cut
sorry,
all this out.
Sorry, go on, sorry.
Right, so we've got the Richard hot fish stock. I'll give you the exact amounts in a bit because I can't be arsed right now. Coconut cream. You can get half fat coconut cream if you want to watch your weight. If not, just go with the full fat. It tastes exactly the same. And then two fillets of some sort of fish, salmon or cod.
What's the name of this dish that people be preparing?
It's called Thai fish in a bag.
Thai fish in a bag.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Could you not have come up with a more eloquent name? I mean, if you were serving it to the Queen, what would you call it, Heather?
Not in a bag, because you're supposed to serve it in a bag. If not, you could do like a Thai green curry with salmon.
So this is a very highbrow dish, then.
It's in Good Housekeeping.
This is for the Yogdorts who are looking for a more refined palate.
You need to call it something. Name it after yourself. Delicious. Call it, you know, Hannah's Hot Haddock.
Lombag.
Lombag.
Hannah's Hot Haddock.
Yeah.
Hannah's Hot Haddock. I like that more than Lombag.
Hannah's Hot Haddock.
It's okay. So we've got our knob of ginger. We've got a little jar of red curry paste. We've got some coconut cream in a tin. We've got two fillets of fish. Okay.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah, of course I am. Everyone should be. All the Yognauts should be writing this down.
I've emailed you this.
No, listen. This is for the Yognauts' benefit. I want all the Yognauts to try and make this and give us feedback, all right, on what it was like.
I can promise you, someone has already gotten laid thanks to this
really?
Dish. And it wasn't me.
Who was it?
Totes. Totes' first meal he cooked for his girlfriend,
I thought you were gonna say
which
his first,
wasn't an omelette.
First sex.
Oh, God.
Probably was.
Let's not go there. Half a yellow pepper, a carrot, some broccoli, and a bit
of
coriander.
Hold on. Half
lime.
A yellow pepper. I'm trying to write this down. I can't write
it. Half a yellow pepper.
Yep. Some coriander.
A carrot.
One carrot.
Could you try and talk like Nigella Lawson?
No.
Yeah.
First, you need a lovely, thick stick of ginger. Oh, I believe the technical term is a knob. Oh, and you take your knob and you pop it gently into the warmly bubbling fish stock.
Actually, you've got to grate it. Sorry.
Oh, God.
So, okay, let's just
sorry,
start
Hannah.
The...
Sorry.
So, there's extra ingredients. Half a yellow pepper... Corey,
please,
yes.
Let's just start the beginning. It's getting silly
Go
now.
The okay. ingredients.
Hang on.
And the cooking segment!
Sorry, that's the new jingle.
What? Was that the cooking monster? It sounded like him.
Yeah. He's the cooking monster, Lewis.
Clever.
Don't want to get into legal trouble. He's got to be called that.
And the cooking segment!
Right.
And the
okay.
cookie!
Sorry.
Sorry, go on.
Do I have to do the bag and string bit again, or have we got that? Have we established
just,
that?
Just go through the list of ingredients, the full list of ingredients, in a very refined way, so people have a chance to
write
them down.
Okay. Okay, you will need red Thai curry paste, you need a quarter of a tablespoon, 1.25 centimetres worth of root ginger grated. It's a bit precise. But you can freeze the rest of the ginger and just, like, ignore it for a year and it'll be fine. Or it'll grow mould, which is what happened to ours and we had to throw it out.
Lovely.
Lovely. Yes.
Thanks for adding that. That's putting me right in the mood for your delicious food.
You're welcome. Maybe we should just say, if you want the recipe and you're too retarded to write down...
No!
You could email us.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we can send the recipe.
No. We could just do a tinyurl.com/Hannah's Cooking Segment.
I don't have anyone to host it. Mulchy steals it.
Yeah.
But replace it with Goatsy. People will be looking at it thinking, is that where I put the ginger?
50ml of hot fish stock. 100ml of coconut cream. There is half fat coconut cream now available in shops. It tastes exactly the same. Because this is a pretty fatty meal. Mm-hmm. Whatever fish you want, it's got to be skinless.
Can you eat fish fingers?
Half a yellow... No.
Could you, though?
Fish cake?
No. Could you use fish fingers, though? Could you use fish fingers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's optional.
And you can use them from frozen. This recipe, you can use the fish from frozen. It still will cook it.
Okay. Excellent. Frozen fish fingers it is.
So if you want fish fingers... Okay. Half a yellow pepper, finely sliced. A carrot cut into strips.
Okay.
And 75 grams of broccoli, which is cut into small florets, so sort of your normal bite-size amount. Coriander and lime to serve, if you want it, you don't have to. And also some rice of some description, possibly jasmine rice.
Jasmine rice.
Ooh.
Or sticky rice. Anything like that will work.
Okay, yep, good.
It's just quite rich, so you want something with it. So you're preheating the oven to 200 degrees C, or, well, it depends on what your oven is. If you've got, I'm hitting the thing, if you've got a fan-assisted oven, it's 180 degrees C. Otherwise, it's gas mark 6 or 200 degrees C.
Can you deep fat fry it? That's what I'm interested in.
No.
Because my mate James, he's got this amazing deep fat fryer. And
we heard about the chips.
Really nice chips. Could you serve it with chips? Could you have this?
Yes.
So you can have fish fingers with a piece of ginger stuck up them, covered in paste, served with chips.
In a bag.
Yeah, with string tied around it. Oh, and if I give this to a lady that I'm courting, she'll just automatically want to engage in sexual congress.
Pretty much.
Me.
So let's let Hannah finish off the recipe. The cooking style.
Sorry.
And then you can take the
okay.
piss.
Yeah.
So you've preheated your oven, just leave that, and you want to fry your curry paste and the ginger, which you have grated up and peeled, don't put the skin in, put it in the pan for about a minute.
Okay.
Don't put any oil in, because the ginger should, and the paste should sort themselves out. You then want to add the coconut cream and the stock and mix it all up. Mm. And once it's mixed well, you want to put it in a jug and cool it slightly. Just sort of leave it on the side. Right, so whilst that's cooling, you then want to cut out 2 squares, which are 36 or more centimetres along each side.
Oh, right, okay.
And 2 pieces
cut
of string, which
what?
Are the parchment thing.
Oh, right, okay.
About. Sorry, I should have said. 36
centimetres.
I would go a little bit... Yes. I would... Well, the thing says 35.5, but that's a bit silly.
You might need a ruler for this.
Yeah. When I did it, I went slightly bigger with the bag size, because otherwise tying it can be a bit of a pain.
It depends how many fish fingers you have to put in the bag. I mean, if you're
hungry,
I guess you want to go up to 3, maybe.
Yeah. You have to leave a space above the fish as well, so you have to account for that, which is why you want quite a big size bag. Parchment thing.
Do you just pour the stock into this bag?
Yes.
And stuff?
I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
What you then need to do...
Okay, so you've got your... You've cut out some cubes, some squares
yes,
of parchment.
And you've cut
okay,
so two pieces of string,
okay.
which are about 31 centimetres or more.
Okay. Again, very precise,
oh,
but...
Oh, God, it's so precise.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You need a ruler. Make sure you buy a ruler at Asda when you're buying all this.
Now what you need to do is you need to get your protractor out and your compass, and you need to draw a 62-degree angle on the parchment. This will allow you to calculate the trajectory of the fish as it is placed inside the bag.
I think it'd be quite nice. If you're doing this for 2 people, you could, put people's names on the bag.
No,
I think
you
that'd
can't.
Be a nice touch.
Yeah.
So it burns.
You could, decorate it with art.
You could draw, a little willy on it.
You don't really
for
want
you,
to be doing
love.
Anything
okay.
with the bags.
Picture of a willy.
How do we make the bags? I haven't really understood
right.
that part.
Yes. Okay. Well, stop talking then. You get
so
a bowl.
Got 2 squares.
You get 2 bowls.
Oh, right.
2 cereal bowls.
Right.
And you place the parchment in each of the bowls and push down gently. So you basically got a bowl that's lined with paper.
Okay.
Then what you do with that is you cut your fish or fish fingers into, it says here, 4 pieces for the one fillet, so cut a fish finger in half, maybe.
My God.
Have you got any potato waffles? Can you put like a half potato waffle in there as well, just to pad it out?
Oh, man.
Right, so you put that in, and then you fill the bowls with the carrots, broccoli and peppers, putting half in each, and then you put the fish over the top of that, and then you pour half of the liquid into each bowl.
Are these raw? Are these raw carrots and broccoli and peppers?
Yeah, it all cooks.
Okay.
This is the beauty of it. It will all come out cooked.
So you pop in your fish fingers first, then you pop in your raw veg into this bowl.
No. You put the veg in, then you put the fish on top of that.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Your frozen fish fingers, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean...
And then you pour half the liquid.
It's not... I don't think it's that easy to cut a frozen fish finger in half. You might have to use some pliers.
You can snap it.
Some, like, hedge... What they call wire cutters. If you have any of those.
A chainsaw. Use a chainsaw.
Okay, yes.
Do it in style.
Or just a knife, you know. They're only little things.
That's what she said.
And then you pour the liquid on it. Half of the liquid in each bowl.
Okay.
Because the idea is it steams everything with the liquid. And you get a nice concentrated liquid at the end. That's the sauce. Instead of just cream with shit in it.
Okay, so you've got your veg, your fish fingers, and then your sort of concentrate the sauce bosh
yes.
on the top.
Right, what you then need to do is you take the corners of the baking parchment and basically make it into a parcel. But you need to make sure that you've got about 2.5 centimetres above the fish that's just basically space. Because it needs it for the steam to get out and stuff.
So explain to me this parcel thing. So we've got our parchment in the bowl. We put the other piece of parchment over it, do we? And then we sort of just fold it
no.
over the bowl as well?
No! Oh, God. No, you have one piece of parchment in one bowl.
Okay.
You have another bowl with another piece in, and you've, like, pressed them in, so all the stuff is on top of this parchment. And you then, like, take the corners that are sticking out and tie them together. So you've got a bag sitting in a bowl, basically.
With another bowl on top of it?
No, there's no other bowl.
What?
You've got two bowls with two bags.
What do you mean there's two bowls with two bags? What, so you've got four pieces of parchment? What? Oh, what? No. Okay, so
two pieces of parchment.
So what you're saying is you get the piece of parchment that's in the bowl and you tie the four corners together at the top tightly, like a stork's package, like a package
yes.
coming from the stork. You know what I mean? What
that
yes. looks like. Yeah.
But you want to leave a tiny... You want to leave a tiny little hole so that steam can
okay,
escape.
Okay, so you don't want to tie it up
like
too
when
tight.
You're
but I guess
up.
If you're doing it like that, you mm. can't really tie it up.
But you don't want to tie it up too loose.
Not too loose, not too tight. Okay. Couldn't you just tie it up really tight and make a tiny little hole in the bag?
No.
That's probably what I'd do.
No, because the bag will splinter and break.
Oh, yeah.
Because under high heat, the baking parchment...
Yeah.
It, like, shatters. So the top bits that are quite burnt will, like, shatter off, which is why you can serve it at the table in the bag, but it's a bit iffy, because you don't want bag in your food, do you?
Well, it depends. Okay. Well, I mean, thanks, Hannah. I mean, the idea of this segment was really so we could give Yognauts a simple but effective recipe to try on their own and report back. So if anyone has managed to follow this recipe and has a chance to give it a go, good luck and get back to us.
Yogscast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
You do realise that they haven't got a cooking time yet, so it's not actually cooked.
Oh.
How long do you pop them in the oven for?
You put them in for 15 to 20 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes in the bag. You take the bag out. What, you put it on a plate?
Yes.
I assume. Or
well, you could do it in a bowl.
You microwave this instead of
no.
like, baking. No.
God, no. It relies on steaming, so no.
Yeah, you can do that in the microwave. I've done it plenty of times.
Okay, guys.
We want pics of your failed attempts or good attempts.
Oh, God, pictures of it would be incredible.
I'll do a picture of mine.
We would like pictures of you.
No. I've got to buy some broccoli and some peppers, but I will do one and I'll put it on Twitter.
So I'm just looking through the Yogscast email, because I think, I hate the fact that this show is like turning into stuff that's sent just sent by the fans, but there's such a lot of stuff they've sent since last time that I kind of have to...
Like, it's not like we've got anything else to talk about, is it?
No.
And we get some really good quality emails, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We've got some amazing, amazing correspondence over the months. There was that guy who said that he wanks over us 16 hours a day. There's that person whose brother put a sheet over him and scared him.
Oh, yeah, Eric Frost.
All good stuff.
He emailed again, although you told him not to, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Remember? You said... Never emailed
again, I think
again,
I did.
Eric.
Yeah, I banned him.
He's emailed
banned
again.
Banned him from the show.
Because you banned him because he'd beaten up his little brother, and now he's trying to sort of make up excuses. So he said, I only stated that he was driven to the hospital. I did not state that it was my fault that he got beaten up so bad. He's saying he tripped over and twisted his ankle and had to go to the hospital. That's
What did he trip over? His brother's foot or something at the top of the stairs?
And that sort of that black eye, you know, came when he fell down the stairs. Yeah,
Walked into a door. That's the old one.
Sounds like a sort of battered wife sort of story. In Yogpod 21, you thanked Joris for his donation. I was listening to it as me and him were doing a ZG together.
Oh God!
And heard his name come up. I was annoyed that my name wasn't mentioned because it was me that introduced him to your awesome videos way back in December. So if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have had that donation.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know that? The fucking automated email comes through to me saying that someone's donated. It doesn't say, oh, you know, his mate told him to do this
exactly.
Or whatever. I mean, how I can't take the blame for that. I cannot take the blame for... Fuck you! What's his name again?
It's in my comment.
What's his name?
It's this.
What? What kind of a name's that?
I know, I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Bart Hidgmans. Fuck you, Bart Hidgmans. Hidgmans. Is he Dutch?
I think
he
so.
He might be Dutch or something.
I mean, what the fuck is it with people with weird names emailing us? This one's... I mean, these things I'm getting these...
Loads of Europeans listen to us. It's a good thing.
This guy...
They love us, Europeans.
Sent me...
And I love them. Apart from Bart Hidgmans. Fuck you, I don't like you.
This guy sent...
I like your friend who gave us money, but I don't like you.
Joris. Yeah.
I hope the raptor never drops in Zulgarub. Sorry, go on.
This guy called Otar Gislason has sent me about a 3-page email explaining evolution to me.
Otar Gislason. They're sending you a 3-page email about evolution.
Pretty
amazing.
Much.
Does he make any analogies to balloons?
No, he's just sort of... He's drawn lots of diagrams using equal signs and arrows and square brackets and things.
He's got a picture of a dinosaur and then an equal sign and then it's a picture of a man.
Like a little arrow. Yeah, so I mean, I'm not really sure I can read through all this, but...
No, I'd rather you didn't.
The first line says, evolution happens incredibly slowly and gradually. And that's pretty much how his email goes as well. So, thank you.
Oh, dear. Well, I mean, it's good that people want to email us and that they're doing so. I just wish the quality of the emails was somewhat better.
Other people have emailed us with an absolutely, like, the most lazy description of evolution you could possibly think.
So those, he goes, those were the good emails that
some
you
people
said
have
previously.
Done the opposite.
Got the good ones out of the way.
It's like this guy called Connor Fairbairn says, what happens is, when genes are copied to make a child of species, errors are made. These can be beneficial so the species carries on. That's how it ties in. Love from Connor.
That's not a bad description. You know, it sums it up quite nicely. It's not done a bad job there, Connor. That's not bad. It's better than 3 pages. Jesus Christ. Who's going to read 3 pages about evolution?
I know.
A biologist probably would.
Yeah, Richard Dawkins.
What did we actually ask people to email us about?
I forget.
Thanksgiving? Have we got any emails about Thanksgiving? When is Thanksgiving? What is it all about? What's going on? There's nobody telling us about this. We've got American listeners, don't we? Why aren't they contacting us? At yogscast@gmail.com. Come on, you lazy sacks of shit. Put down that double Big Mac and type an email. Okay, that's not a great exercise regime.
No.
You could probably eat at the same time, to be honest. I mean, I do sometimes. You know, a couple of jaffers on the go in my mouth as I'm emailing.
This guy sent me an email which is like really, really long. Well, if you're going to send emails to the YogPod guys, don't just have a huge block of text that takes up my entire screen, because there's no way I'm going to be able to extract what is interesting out of this. I mean, should I just start reading it and see if I can cut it if it's total shit?
Well, if people want to email us and they want the emails to be read out, they should keep the emails to the point. They should keep them short and concise. It's like when you're writing letters to a newspaper.
Well, I mean, okay.
Section, which I imagine nobody who listens to this podcast has ever done.
Okay, so...
So I don't even know why I mentioned that.
The title of this completely insane letter is Thanksgiving plus Killing plus Late Ghost Stories and Other Stuff That's Not Important, but it is important that you read out all of this, or else I will unsubscribe. Not really, but it will make me happy if you read all of it. So that's the title, right?
Oh my god.
And then the actual email goes, you wanted to know what Thanksgiving is, so I will tell you. Thanksgiving is giving thanks to Native Americans for teaching the pilgrims how to grow corn and hunt and all that jazz before the winter, because they would have died if they hadn't been taught that.
Really?
Apparently.
So, the pilgrims...
Also, you were talking about...
No, hang on. The pilgrims that came over to America, none of them knew how to grow crops or hunt. They were just completely... Did they not plan for what would happen when they got there? They were like, oh god, what are we going to do? Is there a Tesco somewhere? The Sainsbury's? Oh fuck.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just had an unexpectedly difficult time or something. Or I don't know. Simon, it's difficult. A lot of... You can imagine a bunch of middle-class church-going people from Middle England... just getting into a boat and going off to America. They wouldn't have the first clue about how to, like, having to be self-sufficient, would they?
Most people in ye old good old days...
Maybe that's right.
That's what they were called, ye old good old days. They knew how to do stuff. They actually had skills that they would use in their daily lives.
Yeah, they kept chickens outside.
They kept chickens. That's a good skill to have,
and
keeping chickens.
Them. They knew how to kill their own food. They knew where their food came from, you know. Okay.
It's not as though it's... Oh, sorry, go on. Sorry.
No, go on. I was just going to read the next part of this rambling email.
Oh, we've got to get through this, actually, so we should keep the interruptions down. Otherwise, this is going to be the entire fucking podcast.
Okay.
It's been an hour of you reading this one email.
Also, you were talking about killing people, and I thought if you got a box, filled it with water, stuck a metal rod in it, then froze it so you had an ice mallet, and whack them over the head with it, and then feed the body to some hungry wild animals like a bear or something. That just ends. It's a full stop. So I suppose...
Wow.
So I suppose that's...
I don't think... We shouldn't be rude to him if he's thinking up kinds of schemes like that. We shouldn't be too unkind. Because otherwise, you know, your back's turned and you get a whack on the head by a large block of ice.
His name...
I don't know how he's going to lift that. That'd be quite heavy, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but I suppose...
It's just a large lollipop that he's banging people over the head with.
I also wanted to share a ghost story I experienced when I was 4.
It's too late. Halloween's gone. It's gone. Halloween's gone. We can't do any more ghost stories.
Yeah, but
it's over.
I want to just let me get
through
this, alright?
Unless it's about Christmas. If it's a Christmas ghost, I'll allow that. But if it's a non-Christmas ghost, or non-Thanksgiving ghost, I'm not interested. We'll have to wait until February for the next Halloween YogPod special. Spectacular.
A while later I woke up and saw all these jacket boxes.
He saw what?
A while later I had fucked up the reading.
What? He saw what? Jacket boxes.
What? I read it wrong. Hang on, let me start again. A while
jacket
later
jacket boxes.
A while later I woke up and saw all these jack in the boxes he saw all these Jack in the Boxes floating in the air, but I think it was because I was tripping on Robitussin. Robitussin. What the fuck is that?
No idea. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that he's, you know, medicated.
Oh, hang on. it's a cough. It's a cold and cough medicine for children, I think.
A children's cough medicine. He was high on it.
So he was.
That's what Keith Chegwin used to drink, Night Nurse, because he used to be an alcoholic, and he wasn't allowed any alcohol. You know, his wife wouldn't let any in the house, and they'd search for it and pour it all down the drain. So he used to go to the chemists and buy Night Nurse and get drunk on it. Anyway, that's that's a tangent. So this weird little Yognor, he's a child, he's high on cough syrup, and he's looking at a whole load of Jack in the Boxes.
Okay. Floating in the air.
Floating? What?
So he was like, they were floating in the air. He was like hallucinating, obviously. He also had this recurring dream where I walked into a restaurant that wasn't really a restaurant, but it was actually a big half pipe like you skateboard on. Have you ever skateboarded on a half pipe,
I have,
Simon?
Yeah, I have, actually. I've surfed a bit, too.
Dab
some. Done some parasailing, a bit of hang gliding, you know.
Really?
Yeah, where do you think I've been the last week?
I would wake up and it would be like when you use your slowdown power in Fear.
What?
I'm not quite sure what that means.
It's like bullet time or something from The Matrix.
Yeah, so you'd wake up and you'd have like bullet time. Doo-dum, doo-dum.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I'm pretty hyper because I just had a bunch of sugar and that's why this email is so long. Blah, 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 blah. Well, it's getting late where I am, so I'm going to end it here. Okay. So it's taken him so long to write the email that...
It's bedtime. How old is he? He's like, he takes cough syrup, he hallucinates Jack in the Boxes, he skates, and he's eaten lots of sugar, and it's his bedtime. What the fuck? We've got like 11-year-olds emailing us.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Okay, this guy...
What was his name? The guy who just emailed us, all that crap? Who's that?
Pew.
Thank you, Pew, for your email. You're banned from the show. Banned.
Fuck off. Never email us again.
Everyone else can email us, apart from Bart.
I just went to his MySpace page,
mm?
Where he's made like remixes.
Oh, God. He'll have to play one. Play one in this show.
Let me link it to you, hang on.
Are they terrible? Please tell me they're terrible. They haven't had a lot of plays, have they? The one I'm listening to has got 32 plays. Oh my God, what the heck? This is the kind of music that you like and you put on our YouTube videos. Should use this for the next one.
Can you do like a professional DJ style like intro to what, you know, to like a band, you know?
You're listening to the Yogpod Mix. Here we have now Tronic with Curb. Play now Yogpod. Styly listening.
How's that?
That was fantastic.
Oh yeah!
Wiki wa, wiki wa.
It's like a sort of 16-bit trance tune. I like it, man. I like this. Don't you like this?
I think it's brilliant. We should play it during the show. Let's definitely play this.
I've edited this into the background. And so this will be playing behind us now.
We are playing it. Sorry, wow. I forgot about you just edit things into it. We're listening to it now. Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
We're like rocking out.
See, now I've stopped it, so I'm not actually listening to it. Oh, God. Chirp. I actually quite like this.
It's not bad, is it?
It's fairly decent, actually. I feel bad about mocking him now.
Do 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 do.
This is Chirp. You're listening to the Yog Pod.
Okay, that's all for today. Please send us your musical covers and also your feedback on the recipe, Hannah's cooking segment, if you were able to cook it based on our terrible instructions. And let us know what you think, yogscast@gmail.com. Bye!